books, get the information.
Live, what happens when the police come to your front door and knock? What do you do? How do you handle that situation? Well, we had a caller last hour who answered the door, and as a result of that, his friend ended up getting arrested. In the video that we're going to play for you here, the audio track from which we will share from World Star Vids on YouTube, it's an excerpt from a TLC show. There's a couple cops. They're banging on a guy's front door. He opens up the door. They're, you know, yelling at him to come open the door. It sounds like there might be a party going on the inside. The video is titled Two Men Arrested for Refusing to Open Up the Door of His Own Home. And the title's a little misleading because he does open the door.
Well, for one, it says the two men are arrested, and it looks like the one guy didn't get arrested.
Yeah, it only looks like one. This video, the big mistake he makes is he opens the door. Now, I don't blame him. I wouldn't want somebody banging away on my door like that either, but I know what the police can do, and I know why, you know, if they're coming to your door and you didn't call them in the first place, it's probably not a warm welcome. It's not going to be something that is going to be helpful for you. So, by the way, in studio, it's Ian.
And Marcus.
And Mark.
So let me play this video here. It's less than 2 minutes, and we will dissect as it goes along.
We see you. As soon as my sergeant and I pull up, I can see people inside, and they're just running to hide.
This isn't her just knocking with her hand.
Right.
She's
going to
beat this door with a stick.
Sorry.
What's going on? I'm not going to shake your hand. Why don't you go ahead and leave the door open for me? I said open the door.
No, hold on just a second. Did you hear the first thing is, why don't you just go ahead and leave the door open for me?
Mm.
So she asks a question.
Right.
And
it's not a demand or a command, but it sounds like one.
Well, because it in fact is. Mm. And this is, you know, the sort of the netherworld in dealing with law enforcement is that the first time they'll ask when they're not asking. And then sometimes they'll ask when it sounds like a command. So they mix these two worlds.
It's true.
I mean, are you asking me? Wait a second, lady. Before you get all bunged up and start, you know, raising your voice and stuff here, lady, did you just ask me if I'd open the door? Or are you ordering me to open the door?
So you can ask those questions. I mean, if you're interacting with a police officer and they say something to you, you can ask them a question to clarify what it is they've said.
It's very difficult because they're intimidating.
That's right.
And this is what they do all day long.
Yep.
You don't interact with police all day long. I mean, Ian does pretty often. But, you know, most people don't interact with the police that often.
Also,
and she's standing there, by the way, with a second officer. He doesn't speak at all in this, but he's standing there. So it's not like they're just talking to her.
And in this case, she gets all bent out of shape about this door and everything. But I'm not sure that this is a lawful order in the first place. It doesn't, because what you see at the end
not
is this guy getting drug off in handcuffs. But
they lock him off. He didn't get
what
dragged.
They're not going to say on the TV show. They're not going to say, well, it turns out that this dumb wench didn't have any legal right to, do this. The charges were dropped, but don't worry, our legal system's so effed that that's it. Your tax-paying dollars won't go to recompense this poor guy for his time and the night in jail.
So there's the dude who appears to be in charge of the house, who's wearing a collared shirt, and then there's the other guy who's the second guy that steps out, who's doing the talking at this point, saying no, he's not going to open the door.
He's kind of muttering. He's not very strong about it.
He may be half drunk. Who knows?
He seemed pretty scared.
We continue here.
Oh, no. Open the door now. I don't know what they're hiding from us. I don't know if there's weapons. I want to be sure that I'm not standing in the line of fire. Open
the
door.
She grabs the guy in red and pulls him out of the way.
The door is half glass. Mm-hmm. If there's somebody aiming a gun at her, they're within 4 feet of the door and down below right after it has been opened. Somehow they snuck in from the side. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous.
And it looks like it even has, like, those little glass windows on either side of the door. I mean, there's a lot of ways. That's how she even saw them in the first place.
Correct.
She could look right through the door.
This is a ludicrous statement on this woman's part. She wants to be able to smell inside the house. Mm-hmm. She wants to be able to look inside the house. She's looking to bust somebody. This has nothing to do with safety of the officer.
It's a party. There's young people. Could be underage drinking going on here. That's big money for the state. You know, you arrest some teenagers or 20-year-olds for underage drinking or internal possession, as they sometimes call it.
Internal possession.
It's a real charge. And, you know, then ring that cash register because there's big money in that. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars in fines per person they can arrest. So that door standing in between her and real fundraising.
Yeah, it's blocking her from her trolling hooks, you know. She wants to troll right through there and see what she can get on her hooks.
So she grabs this dude, pulls him, the guy who's refusing to open the door. She just kind of pulls him over.
And she didn't ask him to move. She just pulled him.
Yeah. And
but she's on TV and she's got to show she's the tough lady.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is a slight woman. She's attractive and she's got him chips on her shoulder all over the place.
So he says, "Don't open the door."
Don't open the door, yo. Don't open the door. Wow.
We're not going in. Don't open the door. You don't need the door open.
Right. What is that about? We're not going in. I highly doubt she's telling the truth. Why would she need the door open? And that's what he says. And you don't have to open the door.
And it seems like at this point, it's just a power play.
She
made a demand, and she wants them to comply with her demand.
Especially on video. I mean, she's worried that
she's on TV.
She's probably scared to death. TLC is going to put this video on if these guys refuse, and she, you know, her authority's been rejected.
Yeah.
Now, of course, TLC's probably not going to do that because all of these shows glorify the cops. I can't say I know that for sure. I've never seen this show. I don't even know what show it is. There's no identifying marking on the video here, but. Has anyone seen a show that is critical of the police on network television?
Not
on
comedy.
Cable television? I haven't.
Well, you're never going to get to do the ride-alongs if you do the critical show.
Right.
You know, you get to do the ride-alongs if you do the positive show.
Right. She doesn't know that. She's in front of the camera. She's putting on her best cop.
I think it's just power play, as Marcus said.
But maybe she wouldn't have played it that way if the cameras weren't there. Who knows? We continue.
Tell them the words. Don't open the door. Hey,
Are you an attorney?
No.
Are you?
she says, are you it?
Are you an attorney? Are you? I mean, this is the funny part. I love this. It's just such nonsense. It's not like law enforcement knows the law either.
No.
I mean, I've seen it time and time again. They don't know what the laws are. Neither do the attorneys. This is the ridiculous part about laws. There's more laws out there than you can read in four lifetimes. Don't tell me about ignorance of the law is no excuse.
When you hire the attorney then goes and looks up the law to see what it says.
Right, because they don't know either.
And then he gives an opinion.
Right.
So we'll continue here. Again, this guy is right. The guy in red is absolutely right. You don't have to open the door. And that includes in the first place, which is where he made his critical mistake. But let's continue.
You don't have to open the door.
This kid's trying to talk his friend into not opening this door, and by doing so, he's making this situation worse than it needs to be. I'm giving you one more chance.
He's making the situation worse?
She's got to get what she's got to get done.
She's the one who's making this situation worse, and if that door gets opened, she's going to continue to make the situation worse.
He's making it worse for her pride and for how she looks.
She is a situation maker worser. Right. I mean, that is sadly what law enforcement has come to in this country. I'm not saying every one of them. There are plenty of them out there that will de-escalate a situation, but this looks like a situation escalator.
Absolutely.
I don't know. If this is a loud party, you shouldn't have loud parties. If you do have loud parties, this is liable to be what happens.
Right. If that was all she was there for, she could have, you know, when the dude came out, she could have said, "Hey, look, I hear loud music coming from in there. We've had some complaints. Can you please turn it down?" If that was her intention, but that's not why she's there. She's there to investigate so she can make some arrests. She wants to collar some, you know, some young people for partying. And
they don't look that young.
I mean, 20s.
Yeah, they look like they're in their 20s.
Mid to late 20s, maybe. 855 453. Who knows who's inside the house, though? And that's what you want to find out.
Or what's inside the house.
Yeah. 855 453. We're about halfway through the video. We'll continue it here in moments. The cop that wants to get this guy to open the door. What ends up happening? We'll share that. And we'll take your calls and your experience as well. Have you ever been in a scene like this? Share your story. Free time.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Order online at faketv.com or call 877-532-5388. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you've got the police at your door, and she's kind of hot. What do you do? Well, don't open the door just because she's attractive. She's just a siren, as I posted on Facebook. She is going to arrest you just like any other cop.
She's a siren with a siren.
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about right now. The video is from World Star Vids on YouTube. It's an excerpt, apparently, from a show, according to Truck and Tim on Twitter. He says it's called Police Women of Cincinnati. And the TLC, he claims, has several shows that are very similar to this one. Anyway, you got to see a scene with what sounds like a party, maybe a college party or party with people in their 20s. A couple guys come to the door after she pounds away on it with some sort of club-looking device. And they open the door, come outside. She's demanding to come out. They close the door behind them. She then attempts to cajole them to open the door. And the one dude in the red, there's a guy in a collared shirt and a guy in like a red sports jersey of some sort. He knows his rights. And he's trying to inform his buddy, hey, look, you don't have to open the door. It's, you know, you just don't have to do this. And she's demanding that he does it. She says he's just going to make it worse if he doesn't open the door.
And this may or may not be true, because what the result here is she drags this guy off to jail for, obstruction or something like that. The chances are really high that these charges are going to be dropped because there's no evidence for what she... I mean, this isn't obstruction, from what I can understand of obstruction. And... But, so, I mean, is it better to go to jail for a night and basically have your charges dropped rather than getting busted for marijuana? I'd say yes. Is it better to go to jail for the night rather than nothing happening? I'd say no. So it's one of these kind of, you know, the guy's really stuck.
So let's continue the video here.
Making this situation worse than it needs to be.
I'm giving you one more chance. Open the door now or you're getting charged with obstructing. Open the door.
That's two chances.
Open the door.
That's three.
Okay, come on.
All you had to do was open the door. We just wanted to make sure that there wasn't anybody standing right behind it.
Glass. How would somebody be standing behind it? It's glass.
What a ridiculous... I mean, even if it weren't glass, what would it matter if someone's standing behind the closed door? What are they going to do? Bust through the door and attack you?
Well, right, there's a wall there, too. Maybe somebody's standing behind the wall. You better knock down the wall.
Right. What is she so afraid of, exactly?
She's not afraid of anything.
No,
she wants to
walk off the front stoop when she, like, grabs them by the wrist. I mean, these guys are not in any way a danger to her.
No.
Says, don't say nothing.
You know what? I would stop listening to him because here's the thing: he's the one that's gotten you in handcuffs.
Right.
What?
She put the handcuffs on him, but it's that guy's fault.
Yeah, that's that's projecting, I think, there, lady.
Because apparently, he makes all your decisions for you.
When I should be.
You need to keep your mouth shut, or you're going to get cuffs on you too. You understand me?
I apologize. I just didn't know, like, if this was real. Like,
no, this is all made up. Do we look like we're joking?
Well, you got a stupid hat on. Where'd you get that ugly hat from?
And they got a camera crew following them.
I don't know if this kid thought that I was a stripper or some kind of entertainment for the evening.
That could have been the case.
Yeah, sure could have.
He's totally mistaken if he thinks that that's what I'm there for.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Police women of Cincinnati.
So just go ahead and throw him in jail because he made a mistake, right?
Well, we don't know what the rest of the story is. And it would be interesting to hear, context. You know, what happened in court? What happened after the fact? Were the charges dropped?
You know, this is television. It's very likely as soon as they step down off of that, off of that patio or whatever, the front porch, that she just took the handcuffs off and let them go. And they just said, we're leaving. We don't know because it's television.
It's true.
So they could have just done that.
Yeah, she might have.
I saw the interview with the guy afterward.
Did you?
No, I'm sorry. There was a little bit of a... I didn't watch this all the way through. I saw her put the handcuffs on and then...
That was it, man. That was the full video.
No, the guy said he just didn't know or something like that. Was he speaking in handcuffs?
Yeah.
He didn't know if it was real
or
whatever?
She cuffed him yet at that point. Yeah, no, that was, yeah, he had been cuffed at that point, so yes.
Okay, so I didn't know whether they were interviewing, you know how these reality shows are, they might be interviewing him behind
after the fact,
you know, in some kind of room later.
David's on the line, he's in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Marcus and Mark.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Not great, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm a commercial driver and I'm using a headset because it is about a $5,000 fine if I get caught using
No problem, it's not bad, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say to anybody listening, I can tell you firsthand, you don't ever open the door and you do not leave the house. Like my lawyer told me, you talk to them through the door and you ask them if they have a warrant. If they don't have a warrant, you tell them bye-bye. And you can open a window and you can thumb your nose at them. You can do whatever you want. They can't come in that house.
Yeah, they're like vampires. You don't want to open the door for them. Don't let them cross the threshold. But you don't even have to talk to them, by the way. You don't have to talk to them because a lot of people, you know, once the conversation begins, the police are trained at asking good questions and people are not trained on how to deal with the police. I think your advice is sound, but if they've got a warrant, they're going to come in. The only thing that your advice will save is a broken door. You know, if they've got that warrant and you ask them if they have a warrant and you have the fortitude to be able to turn away from that conversation after getting the answer to that question and just walk away from that door, then you can do that. But if you don't have the ability to just cut that conversation off, and, you know, if they say, I don't have a warrant, you don't have the ability to walk away from it at that point, you're better off, in my opinion, just not even walking up to the door, just not even speaking to them at all. But that's just my opinion.
Right. Well, and I actually have a case right now where I called the neighbor called the cops. I called my lawyer. I said, come over to my house right now. Me and my lawyer were standing outside in my driveway. The cops come flying in my driveway. My lawyer said, go in the house. I'll take care of this. I walked into the house. The cops ran right past my lawyer, kicked in my doors. They actually kicked in three doors, tasered me, and took me to jail. And they're saying that it was hot pursuit. That's why they could kick in my doors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
had you been inside the home in the first place, it wouldn't have happened?
I had been in the house. The neighbor said, I'm calling the cops. I called my lawyer. I said, get out here. He said, do you have a no trespassing sign? I said, yes, I do. He said, put it on your outmost door. He said, I'm on my way. The cops flew right through that no trespassing sign, came into my second door, and I told him through the door, I said, my lawyer's on his way out here. When he comes out here, you can talk to him. If you have a warrant, I will gladly come out.
Oh, it sounded from the original telling of the story, it sounded like you were outside when the police arrived and then went inside and they chased you in.
Well, I was. So they had been there once. They left. They went down the road. Four, five cops got together for lunch a mile down the road. And then they told the neighbor, when he comes outside, call us on our cell phones and we'll be right there. So meanwhile, my lawyer had come out to the house. Me and my lawyer are standing outside knocking in the driveway. And the first of four squad cars come flying in the driveway. And my lawyer said, go in the house. I walked in the house, and they kicked in three doors to get to me.
What happened in the, you know, in the aftermath as far as whatever the charges were?
And it was a landlord-tenant dispute, and so it would have been a disorderly conduct, but it ended up being battery to a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and I had my stepson with me, so it became, we were hiding in the bathroom.
Oh my God, hang on, David, we'll bring you back here in a moment so you can tell the rest of the story. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
over 50,000 satisfied, squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves and do it toll free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, drop by freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam there, by the way. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that and do that. It's all free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
We're going to San Jose, California. We're going to be doing it May 17th through the 19th for Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. It's a Bitcoin convention out in San Jose, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be two full days of conference plus, of course, the get-together and meet-and-greet the evening before. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, Nerd Tribe, and Facebook will be pointing out the future of Bitcoins, because this is a really new currency, a new idea, and there's lots of areas of the technology that haven't even been even scratched the surface of. And it's going to be very exciting. There's going to be education, networking, and opportunities never imagined. You can be there and seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be our first West Coast remote broadcast. Please come out and see us. Bitcoin2013.com.
All right. right, let's get back here to your phone calls. David is in Illinois. You're a truck driver by trade, and you had the police come to your home. Your lawyer was called. You called your lawyer before they got there. He said, go inside. The cops basically came after you and kicked in your doors in so-called hot pursuit, and you were telling us the rest of the story.
Okay. So, and my lawyer is standing in the driveway. And my 15-year-old stepson went in the house with me, and we go in the bathroom. And they just have guns drawn. They're in my living room, and you know I'm wondering how this is all going to end. So I figured they were going to start shooting. So I said, before you guys shoot, I said I would like to let my stepson out of the bathroom. And that's when they go, oh, there's somebody else in there with you? And I said, yes. And then so they said, son, do you want to come out? And he said, yeah. Well, then they start yelling at me, let him out, Dave, let him out, Dave, let him out. Well, what do you do? They got guns drawn. The kid is afraid of the cops.
Mm-hmm.
So then they kick in this bathroom door, which comes down on top of me. The kid jumps over the door. So he's in the living room. The cops pull the door off me. Now, I'm at a lake house. I'm wearing shorts, no shoes, no shirt, so I clearly have no weapons or nothing. They pull the door off me. They drag me by my feet out in the living room where there's more room. As soon as I stand up, they taser me.
God.
I reach down, I grab the barb, and I pull one out and smile at them. And I no more got it up and smiled, and they tasered me a second time.
What did you pull out? I'm sorry.
The barb.
Oh, the barb from the taser. Gotcha.
Yeah, the barb from the taser. So they charged me with a false imprisonment of a minor.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm still going through court with this. And, of course, because my lawyer was my witness, he no longer can represent me.
Mm-hmm.
So I hired a former prosecuting attorney from this same county, it's just unreal.
How much money have you sunk into this?
This one is, well, it's only cost me $5,000.
Only?
Because it's not done. But if we go to trial, it's going to take another $10,000.
And this was over a landlord-tenant dispute?
Yes.
How much money was this landlord-tenant dispute worth?
Basically nothing. I rented a house with this lady, and after 2 weekends of having my friends out, she decided to evict me and told me I had 16 days. I had until my rent was, I paid June 1st, and by July 1st, she wanted me out of the house. And my lawyer said, no, you have 28 days from the end of your rent to get out. So I told her that, and that's where the escalation was, and that she wasn't buying that, she didn't like that.
So what would you do differently? I mean, looking back on the situation, what would you do differently if you could do it again?
I did everything right. I didn't come out of the house except for when my lawyer was there. I called my lawyer to protect me. You know, I mean, if these guys are going to do this in front of a lawyer, and they know, I had told them when they came out there the first time, my lawyer's on his way. You can talk to him when he gets there.
Is it possible your lawyer actually isn't protecting you and actually is putting you in greater danger?
Well, yeah, I've had two other cases. I had one case that was dismissed immediately. It was had to do with a restaurant, and it had nothing to do with me.
I don't know if we got time to get into that tonight, but okay. I mean, my suggestion is that these attorneys, you know, they're not all honest. I don't know how well you know this guy, but maybe there's a chance that this guy figured that he'd do better if you got arrested than if he, you know, if you didn't get arrested, because there's more money in it for him there, even though, like you said, he got cut out of the deal in that case. So, David, thanks for the call, man. Let us know how it all pans out. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Russ. He's listening on the road to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Russ.
How's it going tonight?
What's on your mind?
I have got an actually great cop story for you.
All right, shoot.
Back when I was in high school, I had a buddy of mine that had a rather souped-up Honda, kind of lowered to the ground, and he had a sticker on the back on his back window that said, beware of dog, and it had a rat terrier on it. Well, he got pulled over one day, and his dog was always in the car. He gets pulled over one day, and the cop comes up for a broken taillight, I think it was. Cop comes up to his driver's side and puts his hands on the window. All four windows are down. Puts his hands on the window. The dog bit the cop in the finger.
Ouch.
Yeah. The cop tased his dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Dog.
Opens the driver's door, drags this guy out, and arrests him for assaulting an officer.
If your dog bites a cop, that's an assault charge for you?
That's what he said. That's what my buddy said when he went in front of the judge. And he told the judge, I have a sticker on my window, and he showed him a picture, beware of dog, and had a rat character on it. His dog thought that was his car. He was just protecting his property.
That's what dogs do. You know, good dogs do that sort of thing. And
well, the police officer had no business touching this man's car in the first place. I mean, his finger got bit because it didn't belong there.
Well, he believes he owns your car. Russ?
I honestly think the reason the guy grabbed onto the car is so he could lean in and smell the inside of the car.
Mm-hmm. Yep. By the way, we're talking about a dog that is, on average, according to Wikipedia, 10 to 25 pounds full grown.
Not exactly a giant animal.
Oh, no. Yeah. His was a toy rat terrier, so on average, 8 pounds.
Yeah, wow.
Little guy.
That's incredible. Little man syndrome.
Well, you know, that's the thing about terriers. They believe they're Rottweilers. They're Rottweilers on the inside.
What is it that happened in this case? Is it still going?
This was 20-some-odd years ago.
Okay.
He went before he was arrested, taken to court. My neighbor at that time was the city judge. I went over to my neighbor's house. I went over to the judge's house, talked to him. He went down to the courthouse and got the guy released within 5 minutes.
So what happened to the charges? Were they dropped?
Charges were completely dropped. The cop was put on administrative leave for 2 weeks. For tasing the dog.
That's pretty good,
yeah,
really.
Nice to hear a good story. I appreciate you sharing that. Russ, anything else you want to get out there?
No. I'm a commercial driver going between Wyoming and Montana, and the one thing that irks me is seeing cop cars go down the freeway doing 90 miles an hour, and their lights are not on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's dangerous because...
Both of Wyoming and Montana.
Yeah, they come out of nowhere. They need to have those lights on so that you know that they're flying at 90 miles an hour.
Yes. The lights make people react too quickly, though, too. I mean, so there's no good answer.
I got a bunch of waves from the cops today in my cruiser as I was driving to Manchester. Thanks for the call, Russ.
Thanks for your service,
Russ. Yeah, appreciate it. I've never gotten this one before. A couple days ago when we were going to Palmer, Massachusetts, I actually got a salute from one of the cops.
Ian drives a cop car.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now at 855-453. SACL, CAI toll-free line with you in studio. It's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Don't forget you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com, and if you like this program, then promote the show. You can do that easily with your favorite social networking account. Just mention to your friends, post on your update that you're listening to Free Talk Live, maybe post an episode that you like or a listen live link. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get some other ideas for what you can do to help get Free Talk Live in more ears.
Every mortgage is made up of principal payments and interest payments. Those interest payments are front-loaded. So if you've got a 30-year fixed, it takes a long time for you to just start breaking even to where you're paying 50-50 interest and principal. It takes 10.5 years, as a matter of fact. But if you were to get a 20-year fixed-rate mortgage instead, you basically start out at 50-50. At a 15-year fixed, it's 59% to start, and it just gets better from there. The Mortgage Minute Guy and his experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, they can help you. If you're looking to get a mortgage, you need to get second opinions. And, you shouldn't be getting a mortgage, whether it's a refi or a new loan, without talking to the professionals at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. The telephone number over there is 888-666-288-0088. I'll give it to you again. 866-288-0088. The website's MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
And back to the phones and the fun. We go to Adam listening in Canada. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just hearing you guys are all experiencing cops coming to your doors as well, too. So, you know, figured I'd call in.
All right.
Yeah.
My personally experienced and just had cops come to my door one really late night because we were just too darn loud for our neighbors upstairs, and they decided to call the cops, and we just wouldn't open the door for them. And when they told us, they said, why don't you slide your ID under the door?
Just so we can check and make sure you don't have any warrants, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just figured they wouldn't let me get it back unless I opened the door. So
yeah.
You just win, right? But then I asked him, I said, well, officer, I know that all cops, you know, they have their business cards. So why don't you slide yours under the door? And lo and behold, he didn't have his.
How about that?
It was pretty funny. I asked, I said, well, I'd be willing to talk to another officer who does have their card. And just at that time, he, you know, allegedly smelled some cannabis. And I just told him, you know, flat out, I don't know what cannabis smells like because, hey, there's no law that requires me to. So, yeah. They sort of got the hint, and after we said that we'd keep it down, they told us that we'd better or else they'd be back and just left.
Wow, they said they smelled cannabis and didn't kick the door in.
What would have been
really funny is recently there was a picture going around on Facebook of that guy Ron Swanson from the Parks and Rec show.
Yeah.
And he had a piece of paper that he presented to a police officer. He said, oh, here's my permit. And it was just a piece of paper that said, I can do what I want. Ron.
Ron.
It would have been funny to have something like that to stick under the door.
Here you go. There's my permit. That's right.
Good story.
Piece of paper.
Adam, thanks for sharing your story, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Well, yeah, we'll continue here in moments. 855 450 free. By the way, I want to let you know about Marcus and his website, BrainlessTales.com. You were showing off a new product here tonight, Marcus. Is it something you can talk about on the air?
Sure, yeah. Somebody's selling Brainless Tales greeting cards. And it's actually a small company out of the UK who I have a license with, and you can find a link at the very top of my website. And, yeah, there's 12 to choose from, and they're very nice. They're professionally printed greeting cards, and they're for sale in some stores in the UK, but online, of course, you can buy them, and they're fun. You know,
that's so cool that they're in stores, like that someone can walk into a card shop and pick one of your cartoons.
That's
off
right.
The shelf.
And it's neat for me because I like to make my own greeting cards just to give people. So to actually have them professionally printed and for sale is a lot of fun. So, but, you know, Brainless Tales is a daily webcomic that I've done for over 5 years, and you can go and check it out. It's just a single panel, a lot of puns. And just sometimes,
good stuff, though,
just
man.
Sometimes a little drawing.
We were laughing out loud looking at these greeting cards tonight that you brought in. So they look great. Now, some of them are in color. Are you normally colorizing your comics online? It seems like I don't see color when
No, that's right. The greeting cards have a different colorization from what the website is. The website is usually... it's almost like a black and white, but it looks like it's on an
CP or something.
Yeah, and then I work red into it. And occasionally, instead of red, I'll use green. But my rule is, for myself, I don't use more than one color along with the black color. So it'll either be red or green, because I just like to limit the colors.
So what happened with this? Did the guy say, I want more colors?
No. He just contacted me, and when I create print products, I usually will add some color just to make something unique and a little bit more fun. So I chose to add the colors. He liked it, and that's what we went with.
And it's linked to on your website, BrainlessTales.com?
Yep, if you go to Brainless Tales, there's a link right at the very top of the website.
But you don't have to buy the cards to enjoy Marcus's work. They're there for free. Thousands of Brainless Tales waiting for you.
Yep.
All right, so 855, 450 free. We continue with your calls here in moments. But first, Mark, tell me something else.
Well, if the emergency situations come in all styles and you need to be prepared, a cheap form of basic insurance is to have stored food on hand. We've teamed up with the Legacy Premium brand to bring you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. That's as low cost as you're going to find stored food. And another thing, when you're looking at storable food, you need to compare how long they last. If they don't have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, you need to consider food.freetalklive.com, because it's not going to last 25 years if it doesn't have, if it isn't sealed well, if it isn't in an individual container, and if it isn't doesn't have an oxygen absorber in it. There's free shipping on every order. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options for those that have the dietary restrictions. It's food.freetalklive.com. There's a comparison chart there that I found to be very motivating. Again, food.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Vinny on the line listening to XM in California. Hey, Vinny.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to relate an incident that occurred several years ago. I was assisting an ex-girlfriend of mine on a move from Sacramento, California, to Columbia, Missouri. We were just coming to the county there in Columbia, on I-70 there. As we were en route there, just coming into the city there, we were pulled over by a state trooper. And he came to the driver's side, which at that point he was driving. And he proceeded to ask us a few questions, like where we were from, where we were heading to. And explained, she was moving to that city there. And during the course of the questioning, he asked me to come out of the car and sit in the rear bumper. He proceeded back to the driver's side and asked her some questions about me, and I could hear during the course of his questioning if she knew me, my background, and he asked what we had in the trunk. So he proceeded to the trunk and opening some of the boxes, she had her possessions in those boxes, and then he asked me how much cash he got, and I said, I got about, do you have $50 cash? I said, yes, I do. He said, you want to hand it over? I says, well, I was surprised. My jaw was just hanging. He said, well, hold on a moment. Let me go proceed back to your girlfriend and ask her a few more questions, which he did. And then after questioning her some more, came back to me and says, don't worry about the cash. Just forget about it. And then he proceeded to let us go on our way. And so this is a really unusual incident, and this is obviously corrupted practices on behalf of a law enforcement officer.
No kidding. Where did this happen again?
Columbia, Missouri, I-70, mid-central Missouri.
And what
Missouri.
What did he say to the girlfriend when he went to talk to her?
She knew me. If we had any drugs in the trunk or anything to that nature, if I was in drugs, things like that. And she said, no, he's never a straight guy, nothing like
that. So he gave up on asking you for the cash and just went away?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Strange.
This odd behavior.
Yeah, it happened several years ago, but I've never forgotten about it,
Yeah, it seems like the exception, not the rule. That would be what police officers would call amongst themselves corrupt. I think that, for instance, we have different definitions of what corrupt might be, but I think that I think that other police officers have a real problem with a guy acting like that.
Vinny, I thank you for sharing your story and for the call tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Marcus.
And Mark.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And by the way, I will be back at the Occupy trial tomorrow with whatever the remainder of the story is. Hopefully it'll be good news when the jury comes back with their verdict. We'll let you know tomorrow night. And stay tuned. I'll do updates over on our Facebook page and our Twitter. See you.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.